Welcome to the TOMI's Media Group's Page 1 2017 Results Interim Conference Call. My name is John, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now I'll turn the call over to Ms. Pamela Becker. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the TOMI Media Group 2017 Interim Results Call. We published our results this Thursday morning, and they can be found on our investor relations website at investors.motomi.com. On the call today are Sagi Niri, Chief Executive Officer, and Karen Farage-Krieger, Chief Financial Officer. As the operator noted, the first part of today's call will be in listen-only mode. CEO Sagi Niri will give prepared remarks about the results, and then we will open the call up to questions. Please note that certain statements made during this call may pertain to forward-looking information. Although Motomi believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can give no assurance that these expectations will be fulfilled. Because these statements contain risks and uncertainties, actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied by these forward-looking statements. We undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additionally, this call will include non-GAAP financial measurements. The definition of and the reconciliation of such measures can be found in our results release. With that, I will pass the call over to Chief Executive Officer Sagi Niri for his opening comments.
Thank you, Pamela, and good day, everyone. Before I discuss the detailed financial results, I want to offer an update on our strategy and achievement. Then Karen and I take your questions. 2017 is a great year of transition for Motomi. We announced on May 8, 2017, a strategic restructuring of the company to focus on core activities while significantly reducing operational costs moving forward. Some of the non-core activities have already been sold, and the company is seeing results that validate the strategic decision-making. Today, Motomi is focused on its portfolio of data-driven platforms for programmatic mobile, domain monetization, video, and email advertising. Programmatic ad spending is rising, particularly in the United States, a key market for Motomi. The growing proliferation of mobile devices continues to drive growth in the digital marketing space. The trend of increasing mobile app use supports huge potential for cross-platform advertising. Continuous improvements around consumer targeting and sophisticated measurement techniques support the ever-growing number of advertisers who incorporate digital advertising into their advertising budget and view the digital space as the key environment for interacting with consumers. Having said that, we believe that Motomi is well-positioned to further secure its position among the leading tier of digital advertising technology providers. Nevertheless, we recognize that our industry evolves quickly, and we must pay vigilant attention to new trends in the market. Last year, we announced key investments to support growth and leadership around mobile. This included strengthening proprietary technology and the launch of MyDSP, a data-driven mobile self-serve demand-side platform, while enhancing the development of the company's central data management platform. Since then, MyDSP has already amassed a proven record of offering advertisers flexible and powerful real-time control over their campaigns. In 2017, we continue to invest in the development of the company's data management platform in order to create higher value for our advertising and publishing partners while deepening the competitive advantage of our demand and supply-side platforms. I will now provide some additional details around the financial results for the first half of 2017. In the first half of 2017, Motomi's revenue increased by $16.6 million, or 13%, to $141 million compared to the first half of 2016. The growth in revenue reflects the continued strength of the mobile media channel, a key growth engine for Motomi, together with a strong growth in domain monetization revenue. Excluding the revenues from the exited activities, which will cease to be part of the reported activities going forward, the increase in revenue is even higher and representing 18% growth. Revenue from MobFox mobile in-app activity increased by 104% to $25 million for the six-month period ended 30th of June 2017, from $12.3 million to the same period last year. This increase was driven by strong growth in the recruitment and retention of new media suppliers and buyers with a low churn rate, as well as improvements to MobFox auction mechanism with the establishment of new methodologies for our demand-side platform and supply-side platform. We also see compelling growth in the in-app video activity and positive response to our investment in APAC as a new business region for the product. Domain monetization revenues increased by $21.1 million, or 69%, to $51.7 million for the six-month period ended 30th June 2017, from $30.6 million in the same period last year. The introduction of a suite of technological improvements across Team Internet's various platforms resulted in enhanced performance in comparison to peers and led to increased recruitment of new clients and higher market share. Matomi continues to see the strong growth in the U.S., which is Matomi's largest market. Revenues generated in the Americas increased by $21.3 million, or 25%, to $107.7 million for the six-month period ended 30th of June 2017, from $86.4 million in the same period last year. And this is due to the continued growth focus, particularly in the mobile and programmatic-based activities, which are strongly centered on the U.S. market. Finally, I wish to discuss our outlook for 2017. As you know, the first half of 2017 was a period of strong performance by the core activities and a period of transition as the company exited non-core activities and reduced operational costs. Traditionally, Matomi's first half results are more moderate than the second half results, and the board and management are confident of growth prospects through the end of 2017 and beyond. With that, Karen and myself will be happy now to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you do have a question, press star then one on your touch tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, press the pound sign or the hash key. Once again, if you do have a question, press star then one on your touch tone phone. And at this time, I have no questions in the queue. We did have one just come in from Righty Barrett. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Could I just get your view on the iOS upgrades and what your view in general on how you see that playing out in the markets, and then more specifically, what you think the impact will be on Matomi's business? Thank you.
Okay, I think it's too early. The upgrade they just launched is too early to understand the immediate impact. But I have to tell you something. This upgrade or change is mainly going to affect the mobile web ecosystem. And here in Matomi, we are very, very much focused on the in-app environment. And on that front, I don't think that we will see any impact on that ecosystem. Thank you again for your question.
Thanks.
And we have a question from Eitone Itzioni. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Three questions, please. First question, when do you see the termination of the divesting of the non-core activities, and when will we see a representative half? The second question is, can you help us, can you work us through the reconciliation from the minus $8.1 million on the operating profit to the $9.2 plus adjusted EBITDA? And the third question with regard to the sale of domains, is this a depleting asset? I mean, if you sell domains, at some point I assume you're going to run out, or do I misunderstand the business?
Okay, thank you for your three different questions. I will answer the first one. So we exceeded the non-core activities by the end of the first half, meaning the second half of 2017 is almost clear from these activities. Of course, we have a little bit of impact into the third quarter. The fourth quarter will be without any connection to the exited non-core activities, and of course 2018 is a full year without it, so you'll see the full impact over there.
With regard to this question, so we should be looking for something like what we see in the core activity. You give the core activities in the first half, we see 1.19 revenue, 10.9 EBITDA. So that's more or less what we should be looking for in the second half and beyond.
Yeah, basically, the second half should be the same as better.
Even better. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, if you can please continue with the other two questions.
Yes, I didn't understand exactly your third question regarding selling of domains.
I'm not sure I completely understand the domain business. I mean, what I understand is you have an inventory of URLs and you sell them off, or maybe I don't understand
no.
the business correctly.
No, we are not in the domain URLs arbitrage business like GoDaddy and other company. We are doing monetization on those URLs or domains that people are seeking for a platform that will enhance or will generate revenue on these domains. We are the preferred platform, as we see the growth in numbers, for those who seek monetization for their domains. So we are not selling or buying domains. We are not in this business.
So this is an ongoing business. It's not a depleting business.
Yes, of course. Ongoing and growing, of course.
Okay, excellent. And the third question, please, the reconciliation from the minus 8.1 to the plus 9.2.
The EBITDA, the operating loss include amortization of around $7.5 million, the option expenses a little bit less than $1 million.
Yes, 7.5.
We also made, basically you have it in the announcement, but we also made an impairment of intangible assets. Due to several things, which the impairment was for $14.3 million, which was offset.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the impairment number.
The impairment number was $14.3 million, which was offset a little bit by $5.5 million decreasing our liability to earnout. This is due to two things. Basically, one of them is the consolidation of the email activity. We consolidate our two platform, which made us, in order to be efficient, so we made an impairment for a part of the intangible asset. And also in the video activity, we made impairment for part of the intangible asset because of the changes in the video market and the video ecosystem in the entire industry. So basically, we made a $14.3 million impairment. And again, due to the changes in the video industry, we also decreased the earnout liability, which creates an income of $5.5 million. We also have a one-time expenses of $500,000 that related to the selling of the activity. So basically, all of this sum to the EBITDA. I can send it to you
if business is so good. Why did you need an impairment?
As I said again, the impairment was in two places. One of them is in the email activity, and the reason that we made an impairment is because we consolidate our two platforms in the email activity to one. Okay, because we wanted to reduce cost and to be more efficient. So in the balance sheet, we had two intangible assets that we needed actually to erase one of them. And in the video activity, I don't know if you know, but there is a change in the entire ecosystem of the video activity. There is a lower demand, and there is a higher demand for quality. So that affects the entire ecosystem, and we reduced our forecast for the video activity, which made us made an impairment for part of the.
Okay, so I don't understand. If you're saying there's lower demand, how does that reconcile with your optimism for the second half and beyond?
Well, I'm talking about the lower demand only in the video activity. We are talking our growth engine is the mobile in-app. Which we are seeing higher demand, and also in the domain monetization when we are seeing higher demand. Also in the email activity, we anticipated that it will be better than the first half.
Again, as I stated before, I think the second half and mainly the fourth quarter are characterized with increasing demand within the ecosystem. It's not only affecting Matomi, it's affecting the whole advertising ecosystem. And we think that although the changes that have occurred in the video ecosystem, we think that that still the second half will be good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Once again, if you do have a question, press star then one on your touch-tone phone. And at this time, I have no further questions.
Okay, are we done?
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating, and you may now disconnect.